Democrat Bill Mitchell, running for Congress in District 9 against Republican incumbent Gus Bilirakis, has unveiled a senior citizen protection plan to address senior citizen and elder abuse. WMNF spoke with Mitchell about his proposal and about how he's faring against the heavily favored Bilirakis, running for re-election for the first time after succeeding his father, Mike, 2 years ago. The senior Bilirakis held the seat for 22 years before stepping down back in 2006. Gus Bilirakis went on to defeat Democrat Phyllis Busansky.
As I've gone around the campaign trail, it's become evident to me that senior citizens are facing, too many senior citizens are facing predators, both financial predators who are bad financial advisors, and also guardians who simply get their assets and rip them off. And as I've studied the situation, I realized that they need additional protections.
Bill Mitchell, in fact, of course, Florida, it's always been known as being a state heavily with seniors that in many ways may be a precursor to the graying of America, if you will. So do you think this type of legislation, if you were able to get into office, would really have an impact way beyond the state of Florida?
Yes, I do. And as our baby boomer population ages, it's going to become more and more necessary.
Bill, let me ask you about the campaign, if I could, just 5 days out here. I've been seeing ads run by your opponent, Republican Gus Bilirakis, in recent days, hitting you hard. I wanted to ask you specifically, he mentions that you're for an increase in sales tax. I wanted to ask you, what's your response to that?
That is wrong. That is completely wrong. Remarkably, he is the person who is proposing a 23% national sales tax on everything we buy, from houses and cars to groceries to gas. If he had his way, he'd even tax our medical bills. What he's referring to is when I ran before, I thought we should get rid of the sales tax on things like skyboxes, and I think ostrich farms. But I don't think there should be any kind of tax at all at the federal level. That's Gus Bilirakis's position.
I see. So you're referring to the situation we've had here in Florida where people talk about there being too many exemptions for too many items here in
exactly.
Florida. I see.
I'm running for federal office, so I have no say or would have no say as to what happened with respect to Florida exemptions.
And you mentioned his being supportive of tax. Is that a flat tax? Is that what he
endorses? He's talking about a flat 23% tax on everything. He taxed services. He taxes medical bills. He taxes groceries. He taxes houses. Yeah, the bill is H.R. 25, and he's co-sponsor of that bill.
Bill Mitchell, you have not had the opportunity, is that correct, to debate Gus Bilirakis?
That is correct. He would not debate me. In fact, just this morning, I was at a forum where he was supposed to show up, and he did not. He sent one of his staffers and did not show up.
Do you believe that's hurt you in this campaign?
Well, I think it hurts the public. I think the public is denied the right to hear him and to have his ideas criticized, and they're denied the right to hear him defend his ideas.
Bill Mitchell, with 5 days to go, you're running up against the name there that's been synonymous with representing the district in Washington for 24 years now. What do you think your chances are?
I think they're good. I think we have a good chance of making a breakthrough here. Early voting has been very favorable to Democrats. And I think people want change. I think people look at Gus Bilirakis and they just don't see him doing much.